This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Happy Barbecue and Beer Day, because I'm sure most of you don't even know what the heck Labor Day means, or what it is, right? I mean, just it's always living here in Communist California, it's always a kick to watch what's going on, you know, the parades that they have. And somebody sent me a picture of the SEI. Yeah, Zell, we are live. Otherwise, I'm doing a really magical thing coming back from the dead. I have a picture of the SEIU purple shirts, right? You know, all the way through, you see them. And you know who the SEIU is? It's one of the biggest labor unions in the country. Anyway. So there's a guy marching, or they're marching with red flags as well. Now, I don't know, maybe I'm reading a lot into this, but I think the red flags have something to do with communism, right? And what is Labor Day? Why do we celebrate Labor Day? I mean, some of you just, I get it, with the government, you just want another day off for some beer and, you know, barbecue at the beach. You know, I used to play some of those clips from Jesse Waters that has to do with him interviewing people at the beach, especially here in California, about what the day today is, or Independence Day, or what have you. I learned a lot from those, though. I learned that we got our independence in 1966-ish. We got it from the Chinese. I learned that we had 700 congressmen. Oh, no, senators it was, right? 700 senators. I learned a lot from the people of California over the years, especially the ones on the beach. But when you talk about Labor Day, when you talk about what this day is actually all about, do any of you have a clue? That's my first question. Because I deal with a lot of you, you'll send me emails on the stories that I write and what have you. But you really, you want to start an argument with me and you've got no ammunition in your gun. It's just amazing. I appreciate labor. Let's get something straight here. I'm not putting down workers. I'm not putting down cashiers and janitors and that kind of stuff. Shelf stockers. I appreciate all of you. You know why? Because when I go to the supermarket, it's really cool that I see my stuff on the shelf. I can get what it is I'm looking for. I know it takes a truck driver to get it there. I get all of that. So don't take part of what I say and run with it and go, yeah, he hates us all. But it's a disingenuous argument to look at labor, because there isn't a cashier at Walmart that created a job for somebody. Unless they've dropped something and it's smashed on the floor and the janitor had to come clean it up. That's the only job they've created. Right? The truck driver's not creating jobs for somebody. You know who it is? It's the guy that started a company. It's the guy that put up his house in most cases. His car, his savings account, his kids' college fund. That's the person that's created the jobs. When my wife and I owned our own business, there were plenty of times, and I mean plenty of times, where our paychecks sat in the drawer so your paychecks could cash. You know, when clients don't pay, you don't all decide to take it and not take your money. No, that's our job, because we guaranteed you money every week. So again, most of you people know today is Labor Day, right? Sounds like a day to celebrate work and all that fun stuff. Actually, it's really kind of funny, because Labor Day you don't labor on, right? It's just a day off. It's hilarious. Now, originally Labor Day, let me see, I can pull this off. So originally Labor Day was an olive branch extended by President Grover Cleveland. Yeah, some of you that are just a tad older than me will know who he was. After he sent American troops to stop the railroad workers' strike, and 12 workers were killed in the process. He gave them a day off with, I don't know, with pay or not, doesn't say, to let things settle down. Cleveland's olive branch, though, withered really quick. Celebration died fast. Now, did I appreciate the sacrifice that the American workers have made over the years, you know, to feed their families, buy homes, cars, provide their children's education, make a good life? But isn't that the American dream? Why do we call it American Dream Day? Seriously. I mean, the American dream is still alive. We still have families coming here legally from other places. They give up everything they have in the other countries to come here and make a better life, to start businesses because they want their kids to have an education. And yes, the early days of America, we had our moments. We had our shameful moments. We had our dark times, as some of you like to talk about it. We had workers that were taken advantage of. They were working 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, and they would be replaced permanently if they were out sick for a day. And there were even plant workers that were beaten when they didn't get the work done. This is a barbaric time. You know, the Massachusetts State Police were brought about to fight child labor laws. So, yes, we have some dark times. Got it. But this isn't like 1892 anymore. Between all these protections you have, state laws, you've got unions, you've got civil service law. I mean, this is just crazy. With all the protections that employers have, do they still need them all? I don't think so. But America's come a long way. And you know what? You can give the unions for credit for some of that. You can give the unions credit for cleaning up some of that. But there is a time when it becomes obsolete. Now, we've had David B. go on with us a half a dozen times. I'll probably have him on this week, too. He wrote the book Devil at Our Doorstop, his fight with the SEIU, how he fought and won, spent $1 million of his own money, but not because he didn't want unions in his place. They were forcing the unions on him, and his people didn't want it. So he forced them to do it the right way. He beat them in federal court, and the judge read the SEIU attorney the Riot Act over what they did to that poor guy. They went to his vendors. They went to his clients. It was disgusting. It was terrible. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Guess who's up next? And she's wound up. Kimberly Marin joins us. I'd like to say our girl on the street in New England, but that just doesn't sound right. We'll have her in just a few minutes. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank account, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
Oh, it's happening.
We are back. As happens in radio. We're pulling Kimberly up in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855. That was exciting. 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me. I know there's about 3,000 other shows you could be listening to, but you've chosen this one, which I'm sorry, in my mind, makes me understand that you've got a very high IQ and you know what shows to choose. Really, that's simple. Anyway, happy beer and barbecue day, because hopefully some of my friends are not celebrating the Labor Day, as we've come to know it. Why, that was bad. No, seriously, I mean, we were talking about it earlier. If you go up to my website, I've got a whole article up there on Is it the American Dream Day? Why are we celebrating Labor Day? What does it really, what's it really mean? Seriously. So, I got to tell you. Oh, okay. I think I've got her. I think she's here now.
Can you hear me?
Can I hear you? What are you, Verizon? Yeah, I can hear you. Okay.
Okay.
Hey, watch it. You're on live. Watch your language. Because I know you're ready. Yeah, I know you want to let me have it. So anyway. Hey, Kimberly Marine joins me. She does every week. See, I get her all wound up ahead of time. Then I don't have to worry about it later on. I can actually go get a sandwich once we get rolling here. Anyway, Kimberly, thanks for starting off the week with me. And were you at the beach today?
No.
You weren't celebrating Labor Day, comrade?
No.
You know, it helps if you use more than one word. It really does. It makes the show go so much better.
I tweeted a few things on the Fight for 15 hashtag. Instead of fighting for 15, they should fight for new skills so they could get jobs that pay better than minimum wage.
Yeah. Well, you know what's funny is I don't know if you saw the whole Antifa thing and some of the unions getting together with them, but they put out a press release over the weekend. They were going to take down all these governors that wouldn't get behind a $15 an hour. And apparently they didn't get the whole idea last year. They lost all of those, even though they were pushing for 15 bucks an hour. They're just not getting it, are they?
Oh, that's an understatement. And, you know, what's funny is someone posted something about it today, and just reading the comments, on social media really can give you an insight into what a variety of different people are thinking, especially if it's on a generic news site, right? Like right. Your local news website or whatever. And reading the comments shows you sort of the attitude of voters. Some, you know, it's a good mix of different voters, and nobody...
He's gone again. I have no idea. But you know what we'll do? We'll either she's having trouble or we'll bring her on via the phone line after the break. But she's right. The $15 an hour thing is just amazing. We've seen it fail in Sacramento. I mean, what's that place up there in Washington? Seattle. Because, you know, I got Sacramento in the brain because of what they did. But we've seen it fail in Seattle. We've seen it fail in Sacramento. Every place they put this $15 an hour wage in, what you end up getting is people don't realize these are small restaurants. These aren't big places. These are mom-pop organizations that put their budgets out ahead of time, that they're taking a hit or a break or what have you. It just doesn't work. Anyway, yeah, you're
so
back again, right?
Why don't you call me instead?
Why don't I call you? I just did.
On my phone.
Well, you got to PM the phone number to me, and I'll call you during the break. How's that?
Okay.
But we can keep trying until you go away.
I don't know why. It's your Skype. It's a conspiracy. I'm not touching any buttons. All of a sudden, this little black photo will come up with a...
It's the NSA. Give it up. And I'll carry on for you. But anyhow, on the $15 an hour, it's just always amazing to me. Again, you guys keep fighting this argument. It doesn't work. It doesn't help you. You have these restaurants that are going under. The restaurants in Seattle, actually, it was cheaper for them to pick up and move outside the city limits, okay, than it was for them to pay their people a 15 bucks an hour. Because what you guys forget is it's not just a $15 an hour. Because as they raise the wages, what they end up having to do is they've got to match your dollars. They've got to match your tax dollars to the government. They're already paying Uncle Sam enough. They don't want to give him even more money. So they've got to match that. The workman's comp is based on a percentage of the pay that's put out there. So, again, they've got more money to pay there as well. Plus, they have insurance. And now thank you to – this will all excite every one of you. Thanks to ex-President Obama – with the ACA and what these companies have to do, there's a lot more money to the bottom line. So instead of it being, 10, 12, 15% of salaries for these guys, now you're looking at closer to 30, 31, 35% for the owner of the establishment to have to pay. And we're not talking about Sears or, you see where it's getting Kmart and Sears. But anyway, it's not these bigger companies. You guys think that all these companies are making a billion dollars all the time, and they're not. And when you get to these mom and pop places, even when they own two or three stores, it doesn't help. There's not enough. They're not making millions of dollars on the back of the cashier, the burger flipper. It's not happening. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We'll get Kimberly back at the bottom of the break. You know, but I was talking about earlier Labor Day and what it means. Why are we calling it Labor Day? Why don't we call it American Dream Day? We'll get to DACA in the third hour. I'm not doing it now. You know, maybe worker salaries. Nah, never mind. I'm not going to go there because you guys will go crazy. But again, as I said earlier, the owner of the company is the one that takes all the risk. He trains you. In California, you're done. If you own a company in California, you miss one piece of paper, you're done. Seriously. I had, do I have enough time for this? Yeah. And it's old news, so I'm sure I won't get sued over this. We bought a company, and they had an account there for like 8 years. And within the first 2 months, I don't know how this happened for 8 years, within the first 2 months, my gas card got shut off. Our electricity almost got shut off. Our insurance got canceled. This was from the account that had been there for 8 years. And when I got in front of California's unemployment, because we finally let it go, it's like, this is like the fourth time. Goodbye. See you later. Have a nice life. We get in front of like the California unemployment judge. She shows up in a ripped sweater, old clothes. I'm the guy in the room. There's a woman helping her. She's a woman. The judge is a woman. I'm done. I'm finished. It's time to go home. And
You're being sexist.
Yes. So I get in there. When the judge starts asking questions, she flips over this QuickBooks course that she took online that she passed with flying colors. Apparently, she could pass the course. She just couldn't press the buttons at the computer to pay the bills. And I lost. I had nothing to stand on, except the fact that everything was getting shut off. So, I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. We'll get past the technical issues. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
He is me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME 44 to 42424.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You've got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
We are back. Here's my disco light. See it? It's not bright enough, because I'm not spending like $5,000 for a disco light. That's crazy. Anyway, I'm Joe Bassini, your host, with the live... Look, this is going to light me up some night. With the, I'm Joe Bassini, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And she's back! I say like a bad rash, but that's really not the right way to do it. Anyway, Kimberly Warren joins me. She does every weekend to kick... Well, it's got to be you. It can't be me because everything else here is working. So the NSA, you must have wrote something to tee them off big time.
You know what? I did my other radio show via Skype earlier today, and there was no problem.
Yeah, okay. All right. Whatever. I know. We're pointing your fingers at each other, but that's okay. I don't mind because I love the way you stir up trouble over there in New England. So, hey, are you worried that any of these hurricanes are going to end up coming up your way, you know, and... You know, because you're uninformed voters up there, you know, the government might not help you.
I don't.
No? Okay. All right. No.
We're used to nor'easters, and I understand that, you know, flooding can happen, and we've had floods, too. I mean, no, we're not going to get anything like the southern, southeastern coast would get or like Texas got. That doesn't happen around here. I mean, not any time that I've ever known of has it been that bad.
No, not those kind of winds. Because I was here in the blizzards of 78 and 79, and I left because I got tired of shoveling snow. But the only other major ones is the one that toppled the steeple at the Old North Church. But that was it. That was before my time, I think. I'm almost sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Way before my time.
But do you remember all the hurricanes they warned us about? Years ago, Hurricane Gloria, I remember I was working in a restaurant at the time. It was nothing. Like, I think they freaked people out. But, you know, I mean, the coast might get some flooding, but that's normal. They get that in the winter a lot.
Yeah, I know. Well, and you know how New England people are. They don't really, whatever. It's just another day, right? I mean, you got shoveled by car out again.
It's just an excuse to go out and buy alcohol. Seriously, that's what we do for Northeasters. We don't really go to the store to buy bread and milk. That's just an excuse to get alcohol, too.
All right, I'm going to let you take those calls, okay? No problem there. So your people are at it again up there in New Hampshire, really, seriously, right? The Democratic Party chair, he calls all rural disaffected voters white supremacists. I mean, this, yes. You know what I like to say, right? They throw around this term now like a $5 hooker in San Diego. It's just they don't care. They think it scares them. It's not working. And you wrote a piece about this earlier. Tell us about it.
How do you know there's $5 hookers in San Diego?
Because I read the paper.
Sorry, I had to ask. So, basically, there was an article by WMUR, which is the local mainstream media in New Hampshire, and they were interviewing a guy who's starting an organization called Look Ahead America. It's a get-out-the-vote organization. It's former Trump campaign data masterminds, you know, the people who understood voters and had Trump go there, and that's why he won.
Yep.
So they had interviewed him, and he was saying, you know, there's at least 15,000 inactive voters who they consider disaffected, patriotic Americans, and potentially 100,000 or more unregistered adults they're going to reach out to. And he said basically they're rural, disaffected voters or residents. And the Democrat Party chair, in response, said, and I'm quoting, "The organizing and activating of these extremists, these white supremacists, really could have a detrimental effect on the entire culture of New Hampshire." But he didn't just go that far. He wasn't just calling them that, because then he doubled down on his statement, and he said they're now engaging white supremacists into voting in New Hampshire. So he basically called all rural, disaffected residents and voters in the state white supremacists.
This is how they launched them. He did this before, right? They discounted them because they're uneducated, they're Bible thumpers, they get all their news from conservative sources. They didn't have to pay attention for them because they were lifelong Democrats. They would never vote any other way. So I hope they go down that road, don't you?
Oh yeah. Kill your party dead, baby. Go for it. He hasn't apologized for it. The New Hampshire Democrat Party tried to deflect and tried to somehow blame it on the organization that is being started. And literally, the message of the organization is really simple. It's just get out to vote. These are disaffected Americans. They want them to get reengaged in civic life. That's a noble cause, in my opinion, and there's groups on the left that do it. I mean, the League of Women Voters says they're nonpartisan, but they're a left-wing org. But, like this org, they can't support candidates. They can't support political parties. They just engage the voters in issues and getting out the vote. But, you know, because these guys happen to be being right and then happen to previously be on the Trump campaign, somehow they're white supremacists, and somehow all the voters are going to try to target our white supremacists as well. I have had a slew of response on this, and no one is happy with this, including Democrats. One guy, he's like, "I'm a rural disaffected voter in New Hampshire." He voted for Bush once, Gore once, Obama twice, and then Trump. He's like, if this guy really thinks, and he's a disaffected voter, he's like, if this guy really thinks that I'm a white supremacist, he has lost my vote permanently.
They don't see it.
They
so much believe that they know better than us, that they're smarter than we are, right? They're going to tell us what and how to do. When you look at this, he said there were many Granite Staters in 2016 who weren't registered to vote but came out for President Trump. So if they were registered to vote and then they registered, what does that tell you for all the years before Trump showed up?
Right, they weren't voting.
You gave them nothing. You gave them nothing to vote for.
Right. So basically, this guy's saying that, but what he's not realizing is these rural disaffected voters are Democrats, and they're independents as well. They're not just Republicans. Republicans are used to being crapped upon all over by Democrats and being called nasty names. And I did.
Yeah. I'm sorry. You cleaned it up. I appreciate that.
I cleaned it up. But this is, I mean, look, for 8 years, anyone who disagreed with Obama or failed Democrat policies were called racist. They're basically replacing racists with white supremacists. And I got to tell you, Joe, I know a lot of people who live up in North Country, which is the most rural part, but most of New Hampshire is rural, right?
Yeah.
There's a few cities, but it's mostly rural. And I don't know any white supremacists. I know a lot of people, left, right, libertarians, Democrats, it doesn't matter. None of them are white supremacists. But for him to come out and say this, and then no Democrats are condemning it, they're not saying anything like this is wrong, you know, we don't agree with him, it's disgusting in my mind, in my eyes.
You're talking about elected Democrats, because I know that the Democrats up there are not going to be loud, the average Democrat. They're just smiling and laughing and going, yeah, okay, there's another election coming. We'll show you how disinfected we are.
Well, the thing is, one of the articles I was reading, the one by WMUR, said there, a political science professor at UNH said, you know, the rural parts of New Hampshire, especially North Country, were trending Democrat for years. Then suddenly they went to Trump. So, I mean, these are people who voted for Obama probably twice,
right,
and now voted for Trump. But so that makes them all white supremacists? That's just ridiculous. But this is what Democrats are doing. This is the guy who ran for DNC chair. Imagine.
Okay. Yeah, but yeah. Look at that. Wait a minute. That doesn't mean anything, because look at their A team, right? You got Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Sheila Jackson Lee, Maxine Waters, Nancy Pelosi. Seriously? You're surprised?
I'm not surprised. But to be honest with you, as a Granite Stater, right? And you know,
yeah,
everybody knows I didn't vote for Trump. As a Granite Stater, I'm offended by this because I might not be a rural disaffected voter, but I know many people who are, and they're excellent people. He's basically saying this about our neighbors and our fellow citizens of this state. And you certainly know he means it for across the country, too.
What's the general tone on or against Trump in the New Hampshire area?
It's both. You have the extreme left, mostly the extreme left, and that's what Buckley is. The New Hampshire Democrat Party has been taken over basically by extreme left-wingers. They basically hate Trump, resist. They never say and have anything decent to say. And the funny thing is, if Trump farts, they want the governor, who's Republican, first Republican governor elected in over 10 years. If Trump says anything, they demand a response from our Republican government.
We got to go for a quick break. Pause it. We'll be right back. I'm Joe Messina, host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Kimberly Marin joins me, kicking off the week like she always does. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Get your coffee heated up. Don't miss anything.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to send me an email, you can send it to joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. Let me, if you put a capital TRS in the subject line, because I get quite a few emails, people trying to sell me on a product or get me to have somebody come on the show. But if you do the TRS and then let me know what the topic's about, who you want me to bring on, I'll reach out and try to get it done. Or if you have a question, same thing. At least if I see the capital TRS, then I know it's a listener and not a solicitor. Not that I have anything against salespeople. I know you. That's how you make your living. I get it. But I don't need to buy anything. I need to sell some stuff. Okay? I don't need to buy anything right now. Anyway, Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week. Always have a good time when she comes on the show with us. And Kimberly, thanks for being with me tonight. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
So,
even though you called me Sleepwalker, and what was the other thing? You said I was like a bad brat.
One of the few women in my life that actually is listening to me, okay? I mean, I can't tell you how many times I look over at Tammy and go, did you catch what I said? She goes, no, I wasn't listening to you. So that always works out so well, doesn't it? Anyway. You know, it's really funny that people don't realize New Hampshire, you know, Massachusetts, Maine, Vermont, all those areas and how
for years and years and years. These were patriotic people. These were people who understood, the First and Second Amendments, and now it's like they've been taken up to the mothership and transplanted for the most part, haven't they?
Well, New Hampshire, Maine, and Vermont all have constitutional carry now.
Oh, really?
Vermont always has. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Vermont always has. And I found one thing I like about Bernie Sanders.
Wait a minute. Bernie's state had constitutional carry and he never said anything?
Yeah.
He never said anything?
Hey, he voted against the Brady Bill back 2 years ago, which was the right thing to do, in my opinion. He voted against it.
Wow. You don't hear about that much. You just hear about him wanting to give everybody, free school and take some perks for his wife and stuff like that. It's great.
Well, I call Vermont a socialist state anyway. It is. Other than that, Vermont is like that. But New Hampshire, Maine and New Hampshire, they swing back and forth kind of. Like, there's too many Democrats, basically, but there's too many Republicans who act like Democrats as well. That's why we have Medicaid expansion. I mean, so we have a problem up in the Northeast, right? You know that. Yeah. Massachusetts is the same way. I mean, how could a state that had Calvin Coolidge, the greatest president in history, turn into, which is Massachusetts, he was their governor, how could they turn into that Marxachusetts they are now? That's scary.
Well, I had hope for them a couple of years back. If you remember when they were bringing those young kids in from the border, the kids, the quote-unquote refugees that were coming in over the border, they were shipping them up to Boston. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, my dad calls me and says, "You got to turn on the TV. They're having a protest in front of the State House." I said, "About what?" He goes, "Believe it or not, we're revolting. We don't want these young kids up here. We don't want these people in our city." I'm going, "Oh, my God, something changed. Something happened." For them to push back like that against Obama, that was a big deal for Massachusetts anyway.
It is. And, the thing is, it's the cities that basically rule the states, right? Pretty much state you have. California. California is not completely that crazy left wing. It's the big cities that screw all the rest of you normal people.
Yeah.
And plus, I'm sure you have a lot of illegal voters because you have motor voter registration. But that's what's happened in New Hampshire. It's interesting. At one point I started looking at the makeup of the New Hampshire legislature to see how many people were actually from New Hampshire. And I noticed all the nanny skaters, a.k.a. Democrats, a lot of them came from New York, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Mass. They didn't come. They weren't born and raised in New Hampshire. And they certainly didn't come here to push live free or die type, policies. So, I swear to God, they have a nanny state project and they're trying to turn the state blue like they did with Colorado several years ago, if you recall. That was a huge, huge upset in Colorado because they were red for years.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is...
Free dope. What do you want? Anyway, you raised dope.
Well, that was before
you
free dope.
Dope. I know, yeah. They were on
that
the way.
That was before free dope.
Did you hear what happened? Go ahead.
What?
I was going to say,
when you have millions of dollars being spent from out-of-state extreme left-wingers in a small state to turn the state blue, it can happen.
Oh, sure.
If it wasn't for grassroots activists in New Hampshire, we'd already probably be a blue state.
I don't know if you heard, but Elizabeth Warren found religion. Did you hear about that? Did you?
Oh, my God. Yes. You saw that today?
Oh, wasn't that great? All of a sudden, it's her religious conviction is why she does what she does. Her closeness to God is why she does what she does. Now, Clinton, she wants to be, what is it? She wants to be a reverend or a pastor or something. She wants her reverendship. And I'm laughing because think about what they're doing. They're slowly trying to show that they're more religious. They're more in line with God. They think that's what's going to win them the next election.
No.
Go ahead.
No.
Okay.
They do not worship God in progressive churches. They worship big government. Have you ever seen any of these progressive churches? They're kind of scary.
No, I won't go in. I guess I can't get in because it's like this little repelling thing pushes me away. But, no, you're right. Listen,
I get it, and I see what they're, but you see more and more of these people, they're talking about God, they're talking about Scripture, they're talking about loving your neighbor, right? I mean, they're trying to make it sound like they're more godly. It can't get more, this is like a sitcom. We just sit back and watch them self-implode, right?
There's not enough popcorn to make it through 2018 in this whole entire world. There's not enough popcorn that they could send to all of us in the U.S. to watch this comedy show.
Oh,
seriously.
No. I look at what's going on, and I keep telling people, you know, my friends now that are beating me up on Facebook or what I thought were my friends that are on the other side, and I go, you know what, guys, just keep doing what you're doing. You're so right. You're so sure you're right. You're sure that you're the smarter of the group. Just keep pushing away. Do what you're doing. Keep calling us stupid. Keep calling 60-some-odd million Americans white, racist, homophobic, privileged people. Keep doing that. You know, I love it. And you can say hello to President Trump in 2020. You can look at my prediction. If things keep going the way they're going, we get more seats in the Senate, more seats in the Congress. I think we move some people out. I think we keep the presidency. And I wouldn't be surprised if we pick up some seats in, you know, governorships.
Look, you know, right after the election, we talked about this before. Yeah, okay, understand, you're upset, you're mad, blah, 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 you lost.
Yeah.
But they've done, you would think that they would get together and try to figure out how they can win over voters again by offering better policies or something. They're not doing it. All they keep doing is bashing Trump, bashing Republican governors who are actually well-liked and are doing a good job. Like I said, we have in New Hampshire, and I'm sure this is other places too, we have a Republican governor, first one elected in over 10 years, and at first for the 2018 race, which because ours are only every 2 years, they said it was, they said it was a toss-up. Then they said it leaned Republican. Now they're calling it safe Republican. Because he's doing a good job. I don't agree with him on everything, of course, but he's been doing a good job, and voters all like him, Democrats, Indies, Republicans.
Well, look at Mitt Romney. As much as we don't want to admit him. You know, he was a Republican governor, and they loved him there too. They fought him, but they loved him, which I think is nuts. But that's beside the point.
That's a whole different topic. Romney here, thanks, jerk. I've lived under it. I know. I don't know if you were there then.
My dad said the only thing he liked about Romney was that he had the I'll keep it clean. He had the spine to go against the mafia. That was the only thing that he really liked about Romney as a whole. So, coming from Utah, he probably didn't understand the Italian mafia as much as he should have. But, hey, I want to go back to what you said a minute ago, because we don't have a whole bunch of time. But, you know, we talked about all the voters, you know, those undocumented voters here in California. They'll probably start calling them soon. But there was an independent study that was done that said there's probably close to 5 million votes that were cast. They wouldn't say one side or the other, but almost 5 million votes cast countrywide that they believe were probably cast by people that shouldn't have voted, illegal votes, if you would. That's a heck of a big number.
That doesn't surprise me. I've done a lot of research on voter fraud, and part of the problem with that happening is voter registration, which was put into place, I believe, under Clinton. And what happens is if you apply for welfare or you get a driver's license or you do X, Y, Z, certain things in government, they automatically register you to vote. Well, if an illegal is here and they don't know, they might not know. A lot of them probably don't know that they can't vote. And these poor people have been caught illegally voting but didn't know it because some jerk registered them to vote.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So, yeah, it does happen. It happens all the time.
We're done. You have to tell people how to get a hold of you.
Federalist Papers Project, New Hampshire Political Buzz. On Twitter, I am Conservative IND.
Yes, for independent, right?
Not
okay.
Indiana.
Right, that is. I know. Hey, my people have an IQ. They listen to this show. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to the real side of GCN Live. Thank you, Kimberly. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. We got a lot more coming up after the break. Get a coffee, have a sandwich, whatever you need to do, and come on back. You don't want to miss it.